And now we'll hand over to Benoît Mieux and Luca Ferrari, who will be presenting Icebox to us.
So good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being here. We're going to do a presentation on Icebox, which is a malware analysis system by virtual machine introspection. And we'll see how this is very interesting for analyzing malware. So Icebox is a solution that we developed at Thallium, which is a complete solution by virtual machine introspection, VMI, which is a solution that's adapted for the analysis of malware. And we'll see the issues that we have with that. First of all, the plan. We're going to try and see what the issues are for analyzing malware, looking at the state of art, and finding what we can find in open source to do introspection. And then we're going to present our approach and what distinguishes us, what our strengths are and our advantages, and then looking at the Icebox architecture. And then finally, we'll give you an example of analysis on the NotPetya ransomware that hit the news a few years ago. And then we'll finish with outlooks and conclusions and the limits of the framework and what could be improved as a conclusion. So malware analysis often uses tools with the same level of privilege as the malware. So for a system, we have malware that is in user land, in the application, and there are tools that are operating in the same level. And so the problem with this is that the malware is able to deploy lots of methods to hide and alter its behavior, or quite simply to corrupt the state of the system that it's operating in. And so a solution that we could have envisaged was to look at the core and put the tool in the core. But this is not sufficient either, because often malware can often exploit vulnerabilities and can even be installed at the level of the system. So there's still the same problem. There's not the, we don't have a level of privilege just higher than the malware, and so all that you can do, the malware can get around it or get rid of it. And so this is a list of all the things that malware can do to hide from detection and alter its behavior using anti-debug techniques, obfuscation, auto-modifying code. It can have packer systems to complexify the work of the analyst. In the same way, the malware can corrupt the environment. And a typical example of that is ransomware that corrupts the files in the system. It can also detect the tools that you use. For example, if you use hardware registers, the malware can detect this method and alter its behavior accordingly. And then depending on the system that you're analyzing, it can use a protection system on the core, for example, the kernel patch protection in Windows or patchwork, for those who know it, which prevents you from going as far as you would like to in your analysis of the system that you're working on. And so to do this, we're going to have the malware in the same system in a virtual machine, and you put the tools outside of the virtual machine. But the drawback of this is that you lose all the semantics and all the meaning of the system that you're analyzing, because when you stop a virtual machine, you don't know where you are. You don't know which process, which thread you're in, what modules have been changed, whether in the core code, or what applications are being used, etc. And so this is why we wanted to do something different with Icebox, which means that we've added a whole framework, an API, to manage all the system entities that are being analyzed. including the processes, the threads, the modules of the application use, the drivers, symbol management to have a address correspond to an index value, and call tracks. And so the idea is to base all the tools on these entities to accelerate and facilitate the work of the analyst. So we're not the first people to be doing this. Not that there are other things already exist, but we found that we do have some advantages compared to what already existed in terms of hypervisor. We're in a virtual BROS, so it can be used on Windows, Linux, and Macs. And for host systems, we're quite diversified. We can have Windows, Linux, and Mac. We use Windows and Linux in guest systems, using all the ecosystem
host system
for these main systems. And a great interest as well is in terms of performance. We wanted to have very real-time performance to have a minimum impact on the performance of the system being analyzed, to have as close as possible analysis of the real situation. And that's why we believe that iSpecs makes a great contribution at the present time. So our iSpecs approach is that it's a project that comes, which has already been presented to the STEEC, which enables a virtual box to be plugged in with a WinDBG, and we can plug in using an IPC with shared memory. And the interest of this is that you can have a very high performance and to have a faster performance of analysis. We do this with a box to have as much as possible real-time performance. And so the idea of iSpecs is to have an overview of the system analyzed from an application's point of view and from the core. And you can see there's no constraint here. And so this basis is to have a high-performance-based system to have as rich API as possible, the easiest to use as possible, to accelerate as much as possible the analysis of the system and the tools to analyze for malware. An example we know to do at the beginning of the year was a bot that shows the feasibility of trace the memory allocations of an application in real time without there being any visible impact on performance. And so a presentation of the architecture. So this box is a modified hypervisor. We use VirtualBox for the time being, but we could be plugged into other types in the future. We then control the hypervisor using our IPC. We have a native client that is connected and that applies the analysis, which means that we can add all the notions, sandbox, call tracks, processes that we've already seen. And so the interest of using hypervisor is also to have a greater reactivity than if you're just in the guest system. It's not perfect, but it's better. And with iSpecs, we also have an additional aspect from wingability, which is hyper breakpoints, which are stealth breakpoints, which have the capability of controlling the hypervisor and lying to the guest system to have breakpoints that remain invisible from the user land and node. So we're able to have breakpoints on a page, and we can duplicate the page in two parts, first for a read and write system in the system, and then read only. And it's in this version that we place the breakpoint. For example, if page were the Windows protection system comes back to read the page, they won't see any modification. Even though there's a breakpoint present that's effective during the execution. And so iSpecs has basic primitives, read-write registers, and they can do single steps. We can add to processes, the modules, the drivers, as well as symbol management, a PDB, symbols with Windows and Dwarf with Linux. And so once again, the idea is to have a base, a framework that's easy to use for with the basic building blocks so the analysis can work as easily as possible. And then another point that's been added that we have compared to the competition is that we manage call stacks, which enables us to have a stop point. When the machine is stopped, we can go up the call stack. And this gives us a very precise view, a very useful, this is very useful for the analyst to see in terms of the malware code, to see who's doing what. Is the code that's working on the network or something else? We can see what is happening. And we've also added the management of Windows objects, and so we can manage everything in Windows. And so now we're going to present the application of all this on malware. So, Peter. So this enables us to show you the different things that we can do using Icebox. And this is a ransomware that was detected in 2017. And it does a certain number of things, and which we can, so we can illustrate some of the functionalities. This malware is duplicated in the memory to delete the execution files, and it can decode things. It can alter when on startup, it will display a ransom message. And once it's done all this on the infected machine, it will try to propagate on the other machines on the network using SMB protocol and install backdoors into the other machines so that they're all infected. See if I can find the button. So once the machine is infected, it starts up again and you get a ransom message. So with this study, I want to present three tools that will show different things. The first tool is a particularly a classic a sandbox tool, which places a breakpoint on all points in the system, in the process, the parent system and daughter systems. So we have to identify what the malware is doing. And so each time a call is put out, that generates a call stack. And so this instruction comes from the malware that's done this call on the system. And so it can be very quickly identified. And once there's a syscall, you can find the arguments. It's very particular to see whether there's a file. You can find the file name, what you find, what's in the file. And the report is generated that the analyst can read, and we can detect whether the what the ransomware is scanning and the planned reboot. So if we look at an extract from the report now, we can see on the top left that there was a syscall in the system to create a new process. There are different parameters present, but we, in this purple box, that informs us that the new process is the new shutdown process to create a reboot at a certain time. So you know when you put launch the analysis, you know when the process is going to want to reboot. And on the left, you can see the advantage. You see here the call stacks compared to a typical sandbox. On the top of the stack, you can see the syscall. And if you go back up, you can see the instructions given from NotPetya that have led to this call. And so this accelerates our analysis because we can immediately know in the assembler what function leads to which call and which does network operations, so it accelerates things for the analyst to see what's going on. So that's the first tool. Then the second tool that is specific to Icebox compared to an ordinary sandbox, which enables us to view the network infection, so it captures the network. And so this simplifies the view function. So when it sends and receives package, we can have everything that leaves the infected machine, the tracked machine, and so we can see, we can know everything that's going on in the network. In particular, the packets sent by NotPetya. So it's still the same principle. When a message is sent. We can create a call stack, which is a kernel and can be switched and into user land to send from the kernel to an instruction from NotPetya. And this accelerates the analysis, and we can see the network packets and the place that where they're sent on SMAs to infect other machines. And at the bottom right, we can see the related call stacks. So this accelerates the analysis because we can capture the functions when different aspects are being sent. So that's the second tool. And the third tool is not possible in an ordinary sandbox. This enables us to show the installation of a backdoor, a double pulsar backdoor, which is installed on an infected machine. And when a request is sent to a machine, there's a specific function on the driver to manage that request. And so there are some functions that are said to be non-implemented. And when we look at the bottom of the red box, I don't know if you can see very well, there are functions that are not implemented. And what the double pulsar backdoor does is to install in the kernel functions. And then the attacker, when a SMB request is said, this will trigger this function. And so that's how it works. And so using Icebox, we can detect, immediately detect, that the malware is installing what they're installing, what the backdoor consists of, and what it's doing. So that's a great advantage. And we do this by using breakpoints, page breakpoints, and we control in the coding the functions that are handling handled with an SMB request. And so we control the access. And when this has been done, we trigger a breakpoint. You can see at the top of the white window, Icebox says, this is now the state of progress in the function. There's an implemented function that has disappeared and been replaced with a backdoor. And now we can say what instruction performed this instruction. And we were to directly identify the pile. So there's a video which moves fast, but it will show what happens if we can now watch the video. On the top right, we have the victim machine. It's vulnerable. On the left, there's the attacking machine, which to simplify things here is Ubuntu with a Metas point, which is sent with a double pulse backdoor on the victim machine. On the bottom right, there's the terminal in our host machine, which runs the Icebox, which will trace the victim machine on top right. So we launch the tracing, and we analyze the victim machine. And then with the different driver symbols, we can add names and associate with an address in the memory. And then the page breakpoint is established. And we launch the function on the machine and installs the double pulsar backdoor. And once the code has been entered, we can see here that we have the page point triggered. We know what instruction led to this occurring, and we put this in a file to be analyzed later, and then we see the table with the function that was transformed. So the backdoor's been installed in place of the non-implemented function here. So that's the backdoor. And we dump the memory with the backdoor into a file. And then if we launch a software called IDA, it enables us to analyze this. The analyst performs a few adjustments, and if we go back now, we can see what we did here. This was a B74 address, and if we look at this address in the what we dumped into the file, we can assemble it together, and we can see what instruction was given in the code, which greatly facilitates the work of the analysis. You can see what needs to be traced. And so it really does accelerate the work of the analyst. And this can be done the same with the same thing can be done with the back door itself. You can see compared to the dump, we had offset 60. At the same time, they can directly get the assembly and everything is done for them, and they just need to analyse the malware in that way. So these are the different things that we can do quite quickly with Icebox to analyse malware. So afterwards, Icebox is a project in progress. We have lots of ideas, lots of projects, lots of outlooks for the future. One of the first things to do will be to increase our stealth. For we have basic stealth with the hypervisor. We have some with the breakpoint, but there are lots and lots of methods for malware to detect that it is being monitored by a virtual machine. So, for example, Parfish, which has lots of ways of identifying detection. So this is something that's possible now because we can control exactly the execution of the virtualized program, but there are still things that remain to be done on this. The work isn't finished. In the same way, where we just have one CPU for the sake of simplicity, it'd be good to have lots of CPUs because current machines now have multi-CPUs. And there's sort of adding to the analysis tools. We spent a lot of time developing the base and making it robust so that we have the resources necessary to work. And we've started developing tools. And now there are lots to be done in terms of analysis tools to make it more effective, adding viewing of the results and understanding the software analysed. And lastly, we could also envisage that it could use other backends, such as QEMU or others, if possible, to offer other opportunities or avoid detection techniques or of different kinds. And so to conclude, Icebox is a basis that we believe to be based on stealth, and it can work with page breakpoints. This is a rapid solutions with architecture which is high performance in real time for on the software analyzed. It's portable. You can use Icebox and VirtualBox on Windows, Linux, and Mac for host systems, and it's also a modern solution because it can work with Windows 10 and the latest version, and Linus with Linus 5.x as guests. The idea is to have a common open source basis with a rich API with a hypervisor so you can analyze the entire system from the applications to the core. You can look at whatever you want, so any and all functions. There are lots and lots of things. So this is a place that is still being investigated. There's lots that remains to be done on this, and a new analysis is possible. So this project is open source and it's available on GitHub. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask us. Thank you, Benoit. Thank you, Yves. So it's time for questions. I can't see any hands raised. Maybe one over here in the middle. Thank you for this presentation. So for the time being, Icebox needs to be developed in order to use the tool. How does it work for a user that would like to use it? So for the time being, it's just a framework. It's a toolbox. And then it's up to the analyst, depending on what they want to do, to say, yes, I'm going to make a program. I'm going to take what I want from the show, for the functions that I'm interested in. I'm going to analyze drivers. So I'll load driver symbols or memory, etc. For the time being, it's just a framework. It's not an interactive debugger. There's one point that I didn't mention, which is that for the time being, it's an IP on CPP, but we also want to have binding Pythons to facilitate prototyping for analysts so they don't know to recompile code. And for the debugging aspect, this is something that it would be possible, and this is so that you can envisage plugging in a GDB server to plugging the ordinary debuggers on the Icebox. Time for a last question, if anybody would like to ask one. Bottom right. Thank you for your presentation. I just have a question about sandbox detection. So do you know of malware that can detect your hypervisor modification? For the time being, no, we haven't worked on that yet. For the time being, the stealth aspect, as you say, is that we can put the node where we want it without being on a blue screen, without Windows crashing, etc. But we haven't yet used it with a malware that could detect a sandbox. Stealth is a possible area for development in the future. For the time being, we just got the basic functions. But then it can be plugged in or plugged out onto a hypervisor, stealth hypervisor, etc. Work is ongoing in that area. Thank you, Benoit and Luca. We can applaud them again.